Friday morning, camp opens in front of the fans the way it should be. Head coach Gary Kubiak sticks to his philosophy of easing all the players in slowly.
I like the way we came back and good frame of mind. One thing about football, once you get going, you know, get started real quick, it doesn't take long to realize, you know, you're back in the battle at camp and stuff, and I think we just need to settle down and have a good camp.
Day two, installing more, focusing on fundamentals, and preparing for the shoulder pads to come on Sunday.
This feels like a Kubiak camp for sure. We're kind of building up to our full length of practice, what we were doing, so we don't have anything crazy happen, anyone getting hurt, you know, stuff like that right away. So kind of building up our conditioning at that point. It's been a cool camp so far.
Day three, special guests come to camp all the time, and this time it was Denver Mayor Michael Hancock, who shares the same optimism for this season as so many others.
Well, you know what? It's been fun to watch how Peyton has adjusted to the offense. He certainly looks more mobile than we've seen in years past, so it's pretty exciting watching him in this offense. The receivers, we got a deep bench at receivers. I'm really excited about that, and it's also good to see the linebackers gelling. So it's been fun to kind of isolate some of the positions here and see how well they're coming together.
Day four, the team goes full pads for the first time, and some vets get their first day of rest, including quarterback Peyton Manning, leaving Brock Osweiler to run the first team.
I think every single practice, including today, you're going to have some ups, you're going to have some downs. It's all about how you bounce back from the downs. And as long as you learn from those mistakes and they don't happen again, I consider it a good day. So as far as what we did as an offensive group today, I thought we had a good practice, but obviously there's room for improvement.
In day five, easily the best day of camp so far, weather and football-wise, the team spent most of the day working in the red zone.
You know, certainly we want to run the ball, because every positive gain is a great play for us. All right, we're moving closer. We only got 20 yards to work with anyway. So we're always trying to progress as we go through, and you just got to be ready for all or nothing. Right, they're either bringing them all or they're dropping them all. So we like to give our quarterback some options.
Back here at Buffalo Wild Wings, again, want to thank Cody Latimer for taking some time out of his off day to come join us back here with Phil Maloney and Andrew Mason. I'm Chris Hall, Broncos TV Live, on this player off day on a Wednesday. All right, guys, 5 days of camp. Done, in the books. Everyone's taking a break, a much-needed break, as Cody just touched on. We started, Mace, with the offensive line. The fact is 60% of it will be new. Last year's 60% is gone. These guys are working against each other, and it's a pretty good each other they're going against to get these guys ready for Baltimore.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you think about the fact that on the outside, the tackles are facing DeMarcus Ware and Von Miller every day, and then you know Shane Ray offers a, you know, no break for them when the second team comes up. You know, DeMarcus Ware, I think he's a likely Hall of Famer. Von Miller, if he continues on his trajectory, is going to be in that conversation at some point. So these guys are not going to face any greater challenge in the regular season than they do on the practice field on a daily basis. So, yeah, you're going to face great players. Sometimes you're going to be beat. That's the reality of it. But when you're testing yourself against that level of competition, it's only going to make you better. And you know, that's what we've seen, I think, over the last 5 days is guys that are under rigorous examination, not just from the guys on the outside, but also Sylvester Williams has been very good at nose tackle and has been a challenge for the guys on the interior. And when you're dealing with those guys, you're only going to improve. There's a lot of quality that they have to deal with, and more, the offensive linemen, I think, are adapting to it and they're handling and they're passing the tests a little more often than maybe the first day.
Well, the one thing that we've heard several times from Gary Kubiak is they're young, they're new, but hey, if it works, they're going to be good for a long time together. And mm-hmm. I think that that's one thing that they want to hammer home is, hey, yeah, these guys are young, they're going to have their bumps, but that's what training camp is for. But if they hit and they're good, then they're going to be good for a long time. And we've seen some flashes of some good things there from some of these younger guys. Max Garcia has looked pretty good there at the left guard position. And we've seen Sambrilo, like May said, going against some excellent competition. Yeah, he's going to get beat once in a while, but the thing is, he's learning. Try not to make those same mistakes twice.
Well, look what the team's running. You've Peyton Manning spending much more time under center, firing off the ball. The likelihood of that happening more than not has gone up. These guys know it. They're queued up. They're ready to go right away. That aggressiveness, I think, something also Wade Phillips has talked about a ton on his side. You're going to see that on the front. It goes all the way to Clancy Barone, who you can hear probably from the berm on the west side of the hill, much like Bill Kolar coaching the offensive line, these young guys, and their ears are perked up. They are listening, yes.
Yes, their ears are perked up, and not just from the coaches, but You know, DeMarcus Ware working with Tyson Brielle on a day-to-day basis, DeMarcus will give Ty pointers. He'll say, hey, maybe your feet were in the wrong position, or, you know, I could kind of tell that you were going into pass pro and not into run blocking. And that advice is invaluable. It's almost like they have extra coaches in addition to Clancy Barone, Rick Dennison, the offensive coordinator, a guy like DeMarcus Ware. Even Von Miller is offering some tips and pointers for these guys, and that can only help them going forward. And the other thing that I see is – the chemistry is developing bit by bit, and that's going to be invaluable in terms of getting the run blocking going, which is going to set everything up on the offensive line in this scheme. We've seen it in the past. It's worked here. It's worked in Houston. The run blocking is what gets everything going. And there was a play yesterday that I remember where Lou Vasquez and Gino Gradkowski, they both pulled out perfectly, and CJ just followed right behind him, went through the hole and took off. And Lou and Gino, they're not prone to big celebrations, but they had a little fist bump together when they went back to the huddle. They knew they'd done a good job, and you're seeing that more and more.
So the chemistry's starting there, and it goes right to the guy behind him calling the plays, Peyton Manning, working with Rick Dennison and Gary Kubiak. Demaryius Thomas, who is not getting the reps he's had the last few years because he's learning this offense. He wasn't here during the offseason program. So guys like Cody Latimer, who just joined us, guys like Owen Daniels, guys like Virgil Green, who's getting much more reps because of the departure of Julius Thomas. They're all working on that too, and they're making those pass plays count, Phil, when they're not deciding to run the ball.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the thing with Peyton Manning is everybody wants to know, how is he going to mesh with Gary Kubiak's system? That's been the question all offseason. That's still the question, I think, until they line up and face Baltimore. But one thing that we've heard, I mean, we've talked to guys, you know, from ESPN, they've come in. Brandon Stokley was there yesterday.
Yep.
They said, hey, he looks like the Peyton of old. And they think that he's going to do really well in this system, that he looks like he's moving around really well. And the one thing that Kubiak knows is, let's give these guys, and not just Peyton, but some of the other veterans, a little bit of rest from day to day, and then that way they'll be fresher later on in the season when it counts.
Yeah, that rest day, that goes a long way. Cody didn't get a chance to rest on Tuesday. He was playing, but he got his rest today. I think, you know, when you see Lou Vasquez, Peyton Manning, Aqib Talib, Chris Harris Jr., Owen Daniels, gosh, who else? Who am I missing? There's at least three more
Von
guys.
Miller,
Von
DeMarcus
Miller, DeMarcus Ware.
Ware.
Come out in ball caps and their jerseys tucked in. At that point, their coach is on the field. But this is all part of the long-term plan. This is part of making it through what is a grind of a season that any player we have on the show will tell you that it's like. There's a long-term plan to keep these guys healthy all the way through.
Absolutely. And if you go with the assumption that everyone only has so many plays in them, whether it's a quarter or a quarterback only has but so many throws in his arm, better not to waste them on a practice day and save them, you know, for the end of the season when you really need them.
Exactly.
You know, Mike Shanahan, when Gary Kubiak worked under him, did a little bit of this, but, you know, giving a lot of guys a day off like that, that's straight out of the Baltimore Ravens playbook. And why is that significant? Well, look at the Ravens the last several years under John Harbaugh.
Built for January.
Exactly. Almost every year they're playing their best ball at the end of the season.
Right.
Every time they've made the postseason since 2008, they've won at least one game in the playoffs. That's not a coincidence. They are, like you said, built for January. But they give the veterans the rest early, but they also give a lot of young guys repetitions early. We saw it in OTAs. We're seeing it in training camp. And then inevitably, when injuries do strike, those guys have a better base to work with, and they're ready to contribute. They trust them to be a part to help them going forward. That's why in the playoffs, you'll always see the Ravens with young guys making big plays because they got that extra work in the summer.
Last one. Andrew Mason thinks that Von Miller could get 20 sacks this season. There, I said it. It's out of the bag. You talked about Shane Ray early on. The two of them add in DeMarcus Ware and how they're all working together on the field right now. I mean, Von danced out of the locker room on day one. That energy is there. He's fired up for camp. Guys are fired up for camp this year. No one's ever fired up for training camp. Von's leading the charge.
Oh, most definitely. And we touched on it a little bit earlier. And Wade Phillips' scheme, you don't have to think as much. We saw Von last year maybe dropping back into pass coverage. He's in there in run protection. But now he's going to be unleashed on going after the quarterback. And that's what Von does best. And so it'll be exciting to see what he does.
Chris Cooper is here. We don't want to keep him waiting much longer. We're going to get Chris up here on the set. But first, believe it or not, Phil Milani, not his first mustache feature of his career.
Well, hey, we just talked about a lot of guys. We talked about all the position groups. Who did we forget? The specialists.
Specialists.
So we noticed something with the specialists this week, and let's just say it had to do with facial hair.
So my son, Nash, was helping me shave the other day. Yeah. He's kind of into the, I just used the machine one, you know, he's kind of into it. And so I was holding his hand, but and then he just, somehow we ended up leaving the mustache.
Well, Britton started it all and started to follow suit. So Connor did, and I did as well. And then Aaron's got a pretty good chop going as well. So
lip sweater. I've never heard that one. That's fantastic. I'm going to use that more often. Lip sweater. I'm going to tell Britton that. He's going to love it.
Definitely Barth Vader. Okay. Connor Barth is bad because you don't see his lip at all. It's just lip broom to teeth. So you just see hair to teeth. It's rough.
Everyone kind of convinced us to do mustaches, so we did it. My license has a big mustache, so it's kind of cool. Something fun to do. And
sometimes I forget I have it, so it's a shock when I look in the mirror. Not too much. Just do a razor through the outside and try to make it look as weird as possible.
You know, I already had the lead up to camp beard that I was working on, and then so I just shaved everything off but the mustache.
Yeah, a couple weeks. So probably not too much longer, but it's not up to me.
It's been going for about a month now. So
okay.
Yeah, it's about a month, so hopefully end of the preseason it'll be really rocking and rolling.
You know, anything we can do to be more manly helps, because we're the least manly on the team when it comes to position.
Yeah, if you want to say that, yeah, why not? I'll roll with that one. But just we stick together as a unit, I think, more so as a perception we're perceiving.
Well, I guess I'm a football player, you know. I'm a kicker. So I don't know how manly I am. I'm a man. What's the definition of a man?